The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What? Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet
Let's get it on.
And with great pride, I say, the Browns are in victory formation. Baker Mayfield takes a knee. Count it down, everybody. The Browns are winners tonight.
And with that, open up the Bud Light coolers. Release the free beer. So it took 635 days, and it took Baker Mayfield to finally end the long losing streak as the Browns finally break through and win. They rally from 14 down with Baker Mayfield leading the way. I mean, it was like straight out of Hollywood. Baker Mayfield, the number one pick. He comes in. He provides an immediate spark. He goes 17 of 23 for 200 yards. Are we seeing the birth of a legend here?
The Browns don't need to win another game. That was a Super Bowl. It was like they won the Super Bowl. I mean, it was incredible. There's an excitement. There's a reason for hope. I mean, you look at what he was able to accomplish, 17 to 23, the way he drove the ball, the way he was accurate, put it on his receivers, gave him a chance to run, extended plays. When things broke down, he extended the play, he kept it alive, and made something good happen. No mistakes, no interceptions. I tell you what, that kid is slowly but surely this offseason has won me over. From the time I met him at Fox, to actually going back and really kind of breaking down some of his college tape before the draft to really kind of look at him. He's got something about him, man. He's got some excitement about him. And, the other thing is he's done a good job of owning all his stupidity things, you know, and that part helps ease some of that tension, if you will. But I got to tell you, he's making me a fan, but don't screw up. I'm with you. Win or tie, Baker.
I think Boomer Sooner Nation just finally wore you down.
You think it's the Boomer Sooner Nation?
Yeah, I think they just wore Boomer you down.
There's a lot of Boomer Sooner people out here that are just like, you stay off the Baker, you know, it's like the Tebowites. They're like, you're not allowed to come over now, you know, like, oh, okay, you're in charge of what I do. Stop it.
So when you're watching Mayfield and Darnold out there, did you have any pangs of, man, maybe the Broncos should have done whatever they could to get one of these guys?
No, absolutely not, because I don't have any belief. What are the Jets right now? 1-2?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Cleveland is 1-1-1? Is that what they are?
They are.
So... Do I have any belief that all of a sudden Baker Mayfield's going to run them to 10 wins and they're going to be a playoff team? I will tell you this though, that defense is pretty legit, man. They've got some players on that defensive side of the ball. I mean, they have a much better roster than they've had at any point in the last several years. So they'll compete in games. Do I think their record is going to be, you know, 8-8, 9-7. No, I don't.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I think Case would say this. Just taking care of the football better. We in the high red zone last week and we give one away. We gave about three away against Seattle after defensive turnover. So he would tell you guys probably taking care of the football. But again, you know, I've been really impressed with Case, how he's come back from those plays and continue to play at a high level for our offense.
Have you noticed the bit of a shift there in Vance Joseph's tone? It went from, hey, we want Case to be aggressive. We want Case to play confident, to all of a sudden, yeah, maybe you want to take a little bit better care of the football there, Case.
Well, he knows you go on the road, you turn the ball over, you're not going to win. I mean, Vance has been in this league for a long time. He understands that. So, yeah, of course, you know, like, hey, man, it was great. We were at home. We were slinging it around and doing our thing. And that's great. But, you know, we're going to Baltimore. You turn it over twice, we're losing that game. So yeah, obviously, you know, you got to pump the brakes on that, and you got to play accordingly. And the thing about Case is he'd be the first guy to tell you, I gotta take care of the ball. I have to do a better job. One thing I love about him, there is no we when it comes to him and taking the blame. It is all I. And, you know, he's a thumb puller. You know, he's not pointing the finger about how we have to protect better and we have to run the ball better and he'll just tell you, I have to make better decisions. And that's one of the reasons that people love to follow him. You know, that's why the guys on the offense love Case Keenum, because he'll be the first guy to take responsibility for the mistakes that he's made. And that, I mean, that's the step that makes, like I said, that makes guys want to play with you and for you.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Back up the middle, he does. That should bring two home. The throw on its way to the plate is offline. What a move there by Ian Desmond coming through on the first offering. How big was that?
AT&T Sportsnet, one of the few hits that contributed to the Rockies' 177 batting average among their top seven players during the first six games of this road trip, which continues after an off day in Arizona. Now, Mark, when it comes to scoreboard watching, the Dodgers are home to host the Padres, but should we all be turning our focus to St. Louis, where the Giants are in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals? The Rockies a game and a half behind the Cardinals for the wild card. Is it all about the wild card right now, or do you still have hope for the division?
I think you put it out there, and I think you're 100% right. You have to go 8-2, 9-1 to have a chance to win this division.
And so you're telling me there's a chance?
Like, is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. Is it likely? Probably not. I do like the Giants. The Giants are one of those teams that are a proud organization. They've won multiple World Series under the current management and Bruce Bochy. So they're going to go out and I think they're one of those teams that will go out and try and ruin teams, you know, playoff chances. It'll make them feel good to be able to do that. So I have great faith in that San Francisco is going to play their butts off and try to be spoiler. And they've got, obviously, as you said, St. Louis, they finished the season with the Dodgers, I believe, in San Francisco. So, like, we got to become big, big-time Giant fans from this point forward.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
No. Nope.
5-1.
No. Nope.
10-1.
You're after.
I'm going to get you.
Uh-oh.
I don't know how, but I'm going to get you.
So upon further review, the folks at FanDuel.
That makes me laugh.
The folks at FanDuel will honor an $82,000 payout on a disputed bet that centered around the Broncos Raiders game last week. So there was a computer glitch in New Jersey where you can do legal sports betting, and what happened was it popped up on a 750 to 1 payout for the Broncos to win. It popped up. It was a glitch. And this guy, Anthony Prince, noticed it, jumped on it, and ended up winning $82,000. But FanDuel originally in the week said, no, it was a glitch. We're not going to pay it out. And Brandon McManus, of all people, got in on it on Twitter, said, pay the people. They put their hard-earned money on me to win that game. So in the face of building pressure, FanDuel relented and paid the man $82,000.
Brandon McManus, hero. That's all you can say. He's a hero. Pressure. Yeah, you know what? It's not his fault that you guys had a glitchy. You got a glitchy computer or glitchy whatever it is you have. Yeah, I'm with him. Pay him. Good for FanDuel for paying up. I mean, unfortunately, it took all that public pressure to get that done, but good for them for paying up. I like that.
Don't you feel good?
That's cool.
You feel good. You know, you feel good because we've all, you know, we've all had our times in casinos or whatever. You know what happens, right? You lose, and it's just like, son of a gun, you know, and you just like to see the evil empire get knocked down a peg like this, and the common man gets a big victory like this. It's just, I think we all feel good about it, right? We're jealous, we're envious, but it's like, all right, good for you. You know, good to see them brought down to their knees every once in a while. You know,
it's probably a good point. Maybe one of the only places where you see somebody you don't know win and you get excited about their win. Like, one of the only places where it's not you winning and you're actually excited about somebody else winning is Vegas. Like, because you brought down the man. You brought down the hotel. It doesn't happen very often.